The mic's off. Hi. Your mic's off. You're the last mic. So, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the last. Yeah. Here we go. We did it. Did it, fam. This is the last show before school starts. It's been great on a summer session with everyone. I don't know what's going to happen to my show time, but we're going to find out together. I have a guest. Why don't you introduce yourself to yourself? Hi, Patrick. Welcome. Oh, gosh darn it. I thought it was. I was craving a Krabby Patty. What are you going to do with that? Like, I would actually adore that. Let's see. Here we go. I would adore having Krabby Patties. Actually, I know they had a SpongeBob, like, hotel. Like, they had, like, a Nickelodeon hotel.
They had also, like, the gummy Krabby Patties. Did you ever have those?
Yes. Well, they were a Hollywood staple. No, but I liked them. Well,
everyone thought they liked them because they were Krabby Patties. But in hindsight, they really were terrible.
I liked the sour, like, whatever the lettuce was, like, really sour, and I really liked that.
Okay.
But I will admit the buns were, like, that kind of, like, dry, like gum.
Gummy. Just not good. Like, just not enjoyable to consume.
It's enough. I'm willing. I'll
still eat them now. Don't get me wrong. I will still eat a gummy Krabby Patty and say I enjoyed it, but I really will not.
But isn't that lying then? Don't you know at this point?
Because I get some form of enjoyment in that I've eaten a gummy Krabby Patty. I didn't enjoy the taste. I've enjoyed what I've done.
So, legalistically, you'll say that I enjoyed the experience, but I didn't enjoy the food.
I mean, yeah. If that's a mouthful. You just say you enjoyed it and move on with life, living the lie that is everyday life.
It's not a lie. It's just a cold, hard truth we have to live with.
Maybe it's both.
No, it's not Schrodinger. That cat is...
Everything is Schrodinger.
This is why I signed up for math, because then you can make a truth table and say it was
true.
I signed up for math. This is what I signed up for. I don't want to be ambiguous. And then it turns ambiguous, and then I start crying and wondering why I picked math.
I feel like anybody who picks math wonders why they picked math.
I don't know.
It's a cool subject, and I'm backtracking immediately. I don't know.
You want to? Yeah, no, it's fine. I can take a couple hits. It's okay.
I mean, my major is essentially advanced common sense, so.
Isn't math, though?
There's very minimal math in it. It required Calc 1, and that's pretty much it.
So, did you have to do stats, though?
You did have to do psych stats, yeah.
So, there you go. That's
very
math.
Very basic statistics.
Standard deviation, am I right?
Pretty much. T-values, P-values.
The difference between a geometric mean and an arithmetic mean, that's important.
I don't
important.
Even think we did that.
I had to really go through this. Actually, for my job, a lot of it was statistics. And there was a lot of stuff where, like, I would look at something and then just have Chrome open, look it up quickly, and go back to it.
That's working. That's what you do. You look up how to do what you're supposed to know how to do, and then you do it. And
yeah.
And it says, good job.
That's the real thing. It's not about how well you know something going in. It's how well you can adapt to thinking you know something going
See, this
in.
This is the senior wisdom we now bring in this year.
yeah, you're right. We're seniors. Yeah. Are you excited to graduate? Are
no.
You...
I mean, yes, but like...
I'm like...
Real world scary.
Real world is scary. I'm going to be working before I even go to grad school. So
that's good though.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on it. Do you have plans? What are your senior plans?
I'm looking to be getting involved in like an internship during the fall.
Okay.
And then I'm not exactly sure. Well, I'm taking classes, obviously.
Yeah.
As pretty much anybody who goes to college does. Not sure about a few.
See, that's questionable.
Yeah, there's a few that are questionable that you see around, and you're like. Okay, sure.
They're majoring in life, man. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
What do you, so I guess for any curious audience, what's your major and what do you want to do with it?
Engineering psychology. It's one thing, the major.
Okay.
Advanced common sense. And essentially, I mean, it's big in user interface design and user experience research and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I just want to work in, like, product development for a ski company.
That is beautifully specific, but I do hope that...
That's my dream. So it's be like, oh, we need to test out some skis. I mean, I can go. I can take off early. Like, I can...
Yeah,
I'll take this one for the team.
Are you sure you're paying me for this? Like, you know.
Yeah, no. I like making stuff, and skiing is everything to me. So,
that's hot.
If I could mix the two, that'd be cool.
Yes, I wish you luck. I
realize it's very unlikely to happen. So.
Well, yeah, you just have to figure out what you need to do, and then take steps to. Do all that.
In
which,
the wise words of Bo Burnham, give up on your dreams.
What? No. I'm living my dreams as business Satan right now.
60s statement.
This was a nickname I got back in sophomore year of high school, and it stuck. And now I'm gonna be. I was working at a investment group in Westwood this summer, and now they want me to come back as a full timer when I graduate.
Which is awesome. That's amazing.
So good. They want me to be a research associate specialist.
That sounds interesting and important.
Yeah, I tell people their math is wrong, and then like.
You messed up. That's what I did in Calc 1. I would fall asleep in class, wake up, tell the professor how he messed up the problem, and then go back to sleep.
No!
I don't think he liked me very much.
I slept through half my Calc 1 classes.
Yeah, I think I did. I mean, I would wake up intermittently, and like I would have done the problem by the time he was still explaining how to do it, because I already took Calc in high school.
See, at least you attended.
I did attend.
When I said slept through, I don't mean that I slept through the class. I mean I slept through the entire...
That's fair. I mean...
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
It was at 8:30.
This is the senior wisdom you come for on Wolfmo.
You don't know anything. You just figure out how to make sure you do a thing.
It's all done on the spot. You'll figure... That's
You'll
an inside joke. Maybe our friend David will get, and no one else on this planet.
I don't know if he's listening.
I specialize in jokes nobody finds funny.
That's all right. I do that to my friend all the time, especially because she's like the only person left who will like humor me in my anime nonsense, like in the full, like enabling that can be done, and
the healthy behavior.
Oh, it's so healthy. I think enabling is always a good idea.
Yeah, especially with... And I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Especially with anime. Oh, what are you talking about? The highest art form that the world has ever seen?
The pinnacle of the artistic development throughout the last four centuries.
Yeah.
There has not been a greater movement with more cultural impact.
Yeah.
More cultural significance.
With shows like... What was one of the... Baki the Grappler. How heavy are the dumbbells you lift? A show about cute girls lifting weights.
Oh, is that like the... Isn't there an anime that's like an actual... It gives you workouts, but it's like just watching anime girls work out?
So that's different. There are two of those.
Okay. And of course there are.
There's like Anime Exercise X. And there's like three seasons of it too.
Does it get you swole?
Well, okay, that's a good question.
Anybody who's watching that is not actually working out.
No, they're watching. It's a POV show, so it's like you are watching the cute girls talking to you.
Mm.
And she also, I think by the end of the first episode, she's like, hey, let's get ice cream after. And you like meet her in front of the corner store, and she's like, man, ice cream's so great after a workout. And
yeah,
he did
that's
like
healthy.
Three push-ups.
You work hard for those three, okay?
Yeah.
Three's better than none, okay? That's the senior wisdom you come for.
No!
Three is greater than zero.
We did it. We applied math.
Math. See?
See.
Still got it. Still got it.
How do you have three seasons of that? That's 36 episodes of cute girls.
I don't think I could write 13 episodes.
I
about
mean,
that.
I bet you.
I'm more impressed that they've gotten that much out of it than anything else.
I bet there's a cute girl skiing anime we can get you into. Hang on, let me look this up.
Important research. Tip tap, tip tap tap.
Skiing anime.
If there's a sick skiing anime, I'll be down.
Okay. Are there any? Here we go. We're going on Reddit. Oh, it's just a manga. Okay, we'll have to wait.
Well. So people animate some manga chapters. They
That's
just put,
true.
Like, intense music behind it. And then they, like, show it and they, like, pan. And then they, like... It's
so great, though.
Yeah, it's a good corner of the internet to find yourself on.
Especially the action ones. Especially the ones that won't get animated.
Yeah, no. It's like, I've seen some Baki manga fights. And it's incredible. It's worth watching. And everyone in the comments is like, oh, this is amazing. The music lines up so well. Like, how does it line up? There's no animation. There's no movement.
There's enough movement.
You can convey movement, and the artist for Baki is incredible.
Yeah.
But, like, lining up music to that doesn't really work. I don't know. I digress.
Okay, so I did find a snowboarding... No, it's a skiing... It's a skiing manga. It's called...
Manga.
No. Also known as N4. This is, like, literally the first time I've ever seen this. Okay, it's Nono Miyashita, a ski jumper aiming for Olympic gold, bursts onto stage with his exceptional skills. However, his biggest problem is that he is not really a he... This Yuta is actually Nonomiya Yuta's twin sister, Nonomiya Nono.
They pulled the She's the Man?
Yeah.
They pulled the She's... Oh, did She's the Man rip off this manga?
Yeah, and with women's ski jump not being an Olympic category, hiding her true identity is the only way for her to achieve the dreams of her father and brother. So there, we found it. We found it.
Oh, it's the boy.
What? Oh my gosh, I'm actually... Oh my gosh!
I'm
sorry, but
it's meant
to. What's up? My man. Oh my gosh! Wait, what's... Is DJ Tuesday in the station? I'm gonna overreach this thing! Oh my gosh!
How bad did you peek, man?
I didn't peek it too bad.
You were, like, facing the other way, so I don't know. It might not have been terrible.
Oh my gosh.
This is an adventure, but
headset. Why do people... Headsets. Now we're overaging. Now we're doing it. Here we come on.
We did it, Reddit.
Let's go. Lego. Oh my gosh. Welcome back. We were spitting out some fierce senior wisdom. While you were you want that one?
I know.
You're making me work. DJ.
Khaled.
Check.
Check, Mike.
Almost. Here we go.
Hey, that's that sweet, velvety voice that I've missed this whole summer.
So what senior wisdom did I miss?
3 is greater than 0.
Right.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That was the last one we touched on. What were the other, like, 17?
Okay, the other 17 of them. I should put in WMFO discussion. We're not going to be... I have anime and stuff already in here, meaning I did this. Other ones include bioethics and some nonsense, dorms, food preferences, market basket, movies, Christina Applegate.
I remember Christina Applegate.
I don't.
Of course you do.
Traveling and Area 51.
Oh, is that still alive?
I hope it is.
One of the kids at the camp I worked at this summer drew me a mural of the Area 51 raid.
No! Alright. Area 51. Okay, we did it. Alright, we're committing to this.
Boys and girls and everything.
And Roger. Other. And all his distress. I've made a whole album of his reactions so I can have it on hand.
I'd love to see it.
Oh my gosh, there's 56 photos.
Okay.
After the show.
Here, I'll leave it out for you guys because I was showing my dad earlier. They're very good.
The first one is amazing.
Is that the classic mental breakdown, Roger?
Yeah.
Embrace position?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
This is incredible.
I like the quotes people come up with when
I feel sorry for anybody who can't experience this visual medium I have in front of me.
I want to make an Instagram account of him.
I mean, with 56, you can auto-cue that for a while.
Yeah, I could. Watch it just become viral. Like, people start reposting Rogers all over the place.
He's the new, like, Bone.
Re-Rog.
Re-Rog.
I don't think you're dreaming big enough. I think you can make a whole social media platform centered around Roger and re-Rogers.
You can only communicate with Roger images between each other.
Well, if you look at the whole spectrum of emotion I've provided in the Roger Reacts folder.
I'm pretty sure he could get a date just by using these pictures. Like, just sending images of Roger doing different things.
Can I catfish people with Roger?
I mean, like, I think they know a dog isn't capable of...
Can you catfish other dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's without question.
But, like, the thing is, like, yeah, of course, Roger... What if Roger believed he was communicating?
I don't think he has the mental capacity to believe he's communicating with other humans.
You don't know him. This is coming from someone who does not know the power of the miniature poodle. Where that 12 pounds doesn't come from fluff, it comes from brain power. Oh, how are you doing, DJ? There's a Mountain Dew can, and I'm very depressed that someone left it here.
Is there anything in it?
I don't want to look. Wait. Like a tiny...
You could hear it on the radio. Hear the little...
Yeah, there's also water. I'm really depressed. Who put this here? Is someone drinking Mountain Dew in here?
I think that's the implication when there's an open can of Mountain Dew that's mostly empty.
As GM, I want to fight them. I don't know who to fight, but I want to fight them. I could go back on the surveillance, but
much effort. I mean, it was a roller coaster.
I'm looking around for cameras here.
It's behind you.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah, it's been here for a while.
I had a bad impulse.
When you're at the desk, you have, like, no choice but to look at it.
Yeah. Well, and you're not allowed to cover it either.
I mean, that makes sense. What if you accidentally cover it with, like, a piece of paper?
That seems so specific. I don't... What?
I don't know how it happened. Like, a piece of paper just got stuck to the window thing.
With tape.
Yeah.
I guess the wind just works in mysterious ways.
Wind does work in mysterious ways. And that's another thing you get with senior wisdom that you learn.
Oh, that's an anime truism.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Shout out to Anime Club and how dead it is. Oh my gosh.
If you watch Dragon Ball Abridged, the club would be revived immediately.
By you, specifically.
By me. Literally only me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And Miguel, because I know he's a man of culture as well.
Absolutely.
I saw the show where that comes from. It's very good.
You know, that weird prequel to Dragon Ball Z Abridged, it wasn't as good, but it laid the groundwork.
It did. It really did. And then they've done, like, shorts from, like, Super. I've seen, like, a clip of a thing they did from Super. That was very funny.
The Supers I haven't seen.
I only saw one clip, and I'm assuming they did more, but I don't know.
Well, there's like 100-something episodes of Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, I was trying to keep up with it, and I gave up after the Tournament of Power arc. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I just picked that one because it's a weird heretic non-Roger in the Roger album.
This is so great for anybody. I feel so bad for people. Yeah.
So this is Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Arthur Morgan.
Stop. He is Arthur. He is the rat terrier to rule them all. And that is his dog breed. Don't judge him. He came before Roger. He's a sweetie. He is really greedy.
He's like a sweetie greedy.
He's so greedy. He was really greedy. He loved food. And he loved to sleep. And hence, how I came to be.
Okay.
Thank you. I want validation.
The pity laugh.
Stop! That was not a pity laugh. Go away! Wait,
you know me, it's all real talk.
What?
You know me, it's all real talk.
It's all real talk from Patrick.
What if it's fake talk? What if it can be real and fake at the same time? Huh, senior wisdom? What?
Sometimes you can say the most by saying nothing at all.
No.
And that's a senior wisdom.
No.
Sometimes you can say the most by making it clear that you're putting on your straight girl voice without actually making words, just sort of uttering an and doing a weird dab thing.
Like that? Yeah.
Are we supposed to play music at some point?
Well, do we want to?
Oh, we could just talk the whole time. I forgot about that.
You can. Yeah. Let's see. Maybe?
Just vibe and see how it goes.
Vibe. We're vibing. Wait. Or?
Do you like powering up or something in Dragon Ball?
I'm
trying to do
up.
Major fips.
Does anyone want to do a PSA? If not, I will read one.
I'll do one. I'm going to open to a random page and I'm going to read it.
Okay.
This is what we're doing. High stakes, high rewards.
Is this Kakegurui? Also, best Netflix anime, like, ever.
Oh, it's a long one. You picked a long one.
That's like an okay.
Oh, no, it says it twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Oh, wait. It's a
you can pick
different.
One. You don't have to read the whole page.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read the top one.
Okay.
Don't read into that.
Okay. I will.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available whenever needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hot.
Golf clap.
That was a good one to open.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Have you ever donated blood?
I have. I've donated several times. And the people who have been stabbing me have been terrible in the past.
Oh, no.
Like, the last time I did it here. And, I mean, I don't want to discourage people from doing it because it's great and I would do it all again. And
yeah.
It's like a temporary moment of pain for potentially saving somebody's life. So mm-hmm. It's like totally worth doing. But
yeah.
She like put the needle in me and there wasn't any trigger warning. There was no blood coming out. So she's like, oh, there's no blood coming out. She starts wiggling the needle around my vein. I'm like, woman, please. You're like ripping my vein. I used to be so good with needles. Like, I used to be able to watch them, like, put the needle in my arm. And then, like, one time, one morning, I passed out when they drew blood from me because, like, the nurse kind of, like, messed up. I won't get into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
And I passed out. And now I'm terrible with needles ever since then.
That's fair. You know what? Valid.
Yeah. Valid. It's unfortunate because I used to be like the cool masculine tough guy. I could like watch them draw blood. And now I'm like, I make those noises exactly whenever like.
My dad fainted one time when my mom was getting her blood drawn.
Really?
Yeah.
When your mom was getting her blood drawn.
Yeah. So.
Isn't he just bad with the sight of blood?
Not always. I mean, it shouldn't matter that much, but he is a toxicology PhD, so.
Okay.
I don't know how much blood I think he worked with frogs. And I think when your frogs are being delivered to a toxicology PhD studier, I don't think you're really going to end up okay. I don't think that's a good fate for a lab frog. You want to move to, like, the sports medicine. Get swole frog. Battle toad, am I right?
I
want to
find an image of the most muscular frog on the planet. I'm going to Google muscular frog.
Please
and
do.
And see what comes up.
What were you going to say?
Oh, just that I went to the doctor's one time, and this has been my pediatrician since I was, like, born.
Okay, wait.
They can't see it. Keep going.
I was hoping this vid would buy me more time. Long story short, the doctor comes up and says, Miguel, you know I like you. You know I respect you. I think you're one of the patients that can really handle this. So I've got my new nurse here, Marcos. I'm gonna have him practice on you.
And no, I was just like,
you know, sure, doc, go. And so, yeah, it took 2 or 3 draws and a very long time. But
oh my gosh.
Just slowly trickled in.
So I have 2 comments.
Two comments.
When I typed in muscular frog, the next suggestion down was muscular frog meme. I feel like I missed out on something.
Absolutely, I think.
But
you did.
I also found this image. if you want, it's like the first image if you Google muscular frog.
Yeah, it's got like a six pack.
He has pecs. He's got insane biceps. I'm assuming his gender.
Okay.
This frog has insane pecs. Yeah, it's a wonder to behold.
Cute.
If it were just the pecs and the abs, I would almost believe it's not Photoshop.
I mean,
I can't believe it's not Photoshop. Because
like it could have weird belly bulges. Yeah.
Oh. See you.
I don't know. I hope it's real.
Yeah.
Though I think it's not.
Yeah.
But I can still maintain hope.
Maintain hope. Maintain.
Senior wisdom. Maintain hope.
Maintain hope.
That's actually the most wholesome. That's a good wisdom.
I mean, that's what you really have to do throughout college. Like, you just have to maintain hope. And that's really all you can do.
That actually works.
I'm not saying I've ever done that. Let's be clear. I'm just saying that's what you should do.
My dad, I got a text from my mom.
Yeah.
And she says, your father is getting ready to faint listening to your conversation.
Oh, no. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Smith.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. I don't even think about him as a Mr. Smith.
I deeply apologize.
I love my dad.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
Sorry, Mr. I never think of him as a Mr. Smith. Like, one thing that's always surreal, his name's not John Smith, but, like, I was talking to the bursar today at Tufts, and she was giving John Smith as, like, a example for, like, all the names, and I was like, oh, that's my family. Being a Smith is a lot.
Yeah, I imagine. It's...
It's a, there's a lot. There's a...
I don't remember if it's true, but yeah. I remember hearing that last names, like, originated from just kind of people's professions.
Yeah.
So, like, most common profession was, like, a smith of some kind. So it was just, like...
Yeah, I'm not all of them, but absolutely
a lot of them,
smith.
Yeah.
Well, smith and Miller, absolutely. I don't know what Walker did, but you know what?
Walker sounds like the life, just like a wander.
I just walk, thank you. That's what my... Well, is there a runner?
I don't know.
Walker, a runner would make more... Runner as like a package delivery man would make more sense than a walker.
Yeah.
But runner is far less common.
Yeah. Hi, I'm in charge of walking.
Maybe the line died out because they all did, like, the marathon, you know, like the classic marathon, like run the 22 miles and collapse before the king.
That's true. And, yeah, like, the guy died on the spot, allegedly, from the first marathon.
Yo, you get that joke? You get that joke?
What was the joke?
I mean, I couldn't explain it.
You can't explain it. It's unexplainable.
No,
it's wholesome.
Fine.
I'll say that. Like, it's not... Oh, whatever.
I hope it's wholesome. This is a wholesome hour!
I feel like, the last name Banks, somebody just came in. They were like, they need a last name. They're like... All right, what do you do? Like, bank.
Like, no, that's just Banksy. Banksy is actually the collective consciousness of everyone with the last name of Banks. I've confirmed it.
Banksy caused the real estate collapse in 2008. Changed my mind.
Well, okay. Let's talk about the global financial crisis. I actually... Okay.
Can we not?
I wouldn't know where to start.
See, this is what happens. This is why I was called Business Satan. This actually gets me excited. I like...
I let economics happen to me.
Mood.
But I want to happen to economics. I want to throw it around. I want to, like, look
at... I don't like this metaphor.
Throw it around, then slow down a little and start tenderly caressing it.
Quantitative easing, am I right?
Shout out to Danny Knoll, my friend, the quant econ major. He's not listening, nor any of his relations.
Yo, shout out to the Tough Ski team.
Shout out. Shout out to the Living Dead Anime Club in WMFO.
Woofmo!
Tough Sport Radio. What would happen if we just let a bunch of dogs into the station?
I'd wonder who let them out.
Bow Wow.
Probably some damage to the vinyls on the bottom shelves.
Oh, yeah.
Worth.
Probably some chewing.
This furniture is already pretty beat up. I think it would be a small loss.
I think that couch has had the life support plugged on it for like over 15 years at this point.
That's right. I actually don't know if that's like the original color of that couch.
It's most certainly not. Like,
it used to be white.
Yeah.
I would be scared to sit on that couch.
It's not that bad. I fell asleep on that couch.
Oh, that's disturbing.
No, it's fine. I've fallen asleep on that couch. I haven't fallen asleep on any of the couches in the first common room.
I mean, the couch in our house last year is better than that couch.
No, that's true, but I don't know how long this
couch
has lived.
That's a good point. Well, I think live is a strong word to put.
It's alive, but barely breathing. Just pray to a god it doesn't believe it.
Because she got time while I got freedom.
Well, you think a couch has freedom? Actually, the couch has time and she has freedom, to be honest.
Yeah, she got the couch got time.
The couch may freedom. Outlive us.
Actually, yeah. I will die.
I mean, the couch will most certainly take longer to decompose than we will.
Right. We'll be gone after we graduate, certainly.
So, yeah, in that case, the couch has... Unless the couch doesn't...
It's, like, dropped in acid and, like, dissolved.
Or we just replace it.
Well, but, I mean, the couch will still exist in a physical space.
That's true. But we will, too.
Yeah, but...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, no!
Mood.
No! All of you.
Senior wisdom.
No!
Existing sucks.
No, it doesn't. I'll fight you.
Only in a physical sense.
I'll fight. No, it's fine. Actually, I was talking to the bursar, and she was like, yeah, you just have to have a conversation with us if you want to, like, get a new couch. Like,
yeah,
you have to go through
Rose,
the fire marshal.
Where are you living this year?
Coho!
All right.
I'm living in the hinterlands. I'm going to get so swole. It's going to be the Swole Cactus Radio Hour, because I'm going to have to walk to all of you. Like, I'm...
You lived really far away from me last year.
I live farther.
So, you live further now?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Do you know the corner where... I'm revealing where I'm living this
you
year.
You don't have to do that. It's okay.
Well, they
in
won't
all fairness,
know exactly.
I think literally only my mom is listening.
It's fine. And my mom.
True.
My mom's not listening.
What? Get your mom up Rip. Here.
Well, she's on Long Island at this point.
Get your mom up.
I don't think the radio waves quite reach.
No, it doesn't reach past Medford anyway. It's fine. No, I won't. No one knows the exact number. No one has to know. But I'm living, like, literally, like, two houses away from the corner of, like, Hillside Hardware and Danish Pastry House.
Right.
Okay.
So I do live farther.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're right next to Espresso's. That's kind of clutch.
It is clutch, but I'm gonna literally gain, like, 40 pounds.
That's what the walking's for.
You're right, actually.
It's like, it's a net neutral. Like, you... It's gonna balance itself out.
Senior wisdom, Espresso's takes jumbo cash. So if
it also tastes 10 times better if you eat it in the restaurant than if you get it.
I believe.
Oh, it's so aesthetic in there. I went with my anime club buddies last year, and I felt like the coolest person ever. Like at high school, I didn't like do much. I like stayed a lot inside a lot. So when I was, like, strolling in with our, like, after the elections with all the anime club crew, and, like, I felt amazing. I felt like I came home, and I ordered garlic bread, and it was amazing. Oh, it was so good. Oh, and a soda.
I mean, you gotta get a soda.
You do have to get soda.
You gotta get pop. I don't say soda is pop because it's soda.
It is soda. I agree.
It's not pop.
You know, the Midwest says
a push pop.
Yeah.
Like, those are pops.
Those are pops.
It's true.
No, but it's true. But Midwest does say it.
Pops.
Pops. Pops.
Yeah, the Midwest says it. And, like, honestly, I've already canceled the Midwest. So, like, that's kind of no fault at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot that Northeasterners sort of have a different definition of shake. Like, a milkshake is very milky. It's not, as opposed to a frap.
Yeah.
Because I went to Picante for the first time today and got a burrito and a papaya shake. And the it was interesting. It was flavored milk.
That sounds so good.
That's what bothers me.
Well, chocolate milk is technically flavored milk.
Yeah.
It is true.
Senior wisdom.
Senior wisdom.
You're right. Fun fact, when I was like, gosh, 6, one time my mom, a friend of ours, and I went to the McDonald's near our house. I was living in Cambridge at the time.
Clutch.
It's so, well, it's the one near Lechmere, not the one near Alewife.
Okay.
Just to be clear. But we all got large fries and a large chocolate shake.
Fair. Respect.
And, you know, like, you know, I got it and I was just like, I went ham on it. Take 4 hours later.
Oh, no. I don't like where this is going.
I, like, nerfed it all up.
Oh.
It was so bad. And, you know, like, just, you know, I just kind of bit off more than I could chew on that one.
Yeah.
So whenever someone says shake, I just immediately am thrown back to, like,
no.
I think we were watching, like, Monty Python or something, and I was just going to get up to use the restroom, and just, I just, you know, all that large McDonald's fries and a shake kind of just... Came back to visit.
You rented it.
I rented that, yeah. And I finally had to give it back.
I mean, I got some senior wisdom. If you go on Uber Eats and you go to McDonald's,
yeah,
you can get 4 10-piece McNuggets, 4 medium fries, and 4 medium sodas for $21.
That's not enough money.
And it's delivered to you. Now, granted, you gotta throw in a tip of like $3. But it's great if you're having people over or if you want to eat it yourself. I've done that. No judgment.
40. It's, so this is like 40 McNuggets.
It's, oh, also, I got 2 more senior wisdoms.
Okay.
Chicken McNuggets. In the microwave, reheated up, not great. If you have a toaster oven, reheated, they're brand new.
Oh,
they're,
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah.
Fantastic snack food.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Wendy's has spicy nugs back.
Let's
get
go.
Yourself some of those spicy nugs. Just go get them. They're...
I heard that... Well, have you heard of... I don't know if this will ever be in any of your circles, but have you heard of Trisha Paytas?
No.
Mm.
Okay, so she's a YouTuber, and she does, like... She was embroiled in a lot of YouTube drama, which is kind of how I know about her. But she also does mukbangs, you know, where, like, you watch, like, her eat stuff.
Oh, and, okay, yeah.
And she's a really big fan of the Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Well, she has at least a good palate for fast food.
She is actually hypnotic to watch. Honestly, shout out to her. I actually, she has a... The way she deals with drama is spotty at best... But she is charismatic, and I adore watching her.
Her How much little... drama can you get in posting mukbangs?
Well, no, it's what you do outside of the posting mukbangs.
Okay. Is mukbangs an English portmanteau, or just a word in an Eastern language?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm going to guess probably... It sounds Korean, to be honest. Let me look up the origin.
Also, for everyone listening, yeah, this is a thing that exists on the internet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it is. It was Korean. Got it. Yeah. And it started in Korea, too. It is a portmanteau, so you are right. It's for the Korean words for eating and broadcast. So the I'm going to butcher all of this. Get ready. Myeongnyeon is eating and Bangsong is broadcast. And then you just, that basically is more morphologically comparable to eat cast, if that word to be in English. Which sounds way worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally, we've had the computer on so much that it's gone to my favorite screensaver.
That is a good screensaver.
That's a really cool screensaver.
It just flips all of the albums that I own, and I just really like it.
That's aesthetic.
It's hot. Ugh. There we go. Wonder. Let's play some music really late.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. How does that sound, everyone?
Sounds buenísimo.
Buenísimo. Hot.
Thank you. sensations make me feel the pleasures of an old man. These sensations fed the insults, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shuffle.
we go. Boom. All right. I hope you guys enjoy. Well, that was a clap. First of all, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you're reaching the twilight of said hour. Music IDs before we get off track. Just Like Heaven by The Cure by album Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. Then Disorder by Joy Division, album Unknown Pleasures, of course. And then I Want to Be Adored by The Stone Roses from their debut album, The Stone Roses. A lot of 80s stuff. This wasn't really intentional, but this is what we got.
That was the motto of the 80s.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
I don't know. I think the 80s were pretty hot. I don't know. I feel like I didn't really listen to
much. Does the business major think the 80s were hot?
Stop! I'm not a business major. I'm an applied mathematics major with a finance minor. Sadly, we don't have a business. Why am I talking like this? We don't have a business major at our school. We have, well, I guess we have, what does our friend have? Was it the entrepreneurship science?
Entrepreneurial studies.
Yeah, I guess we have that. I don't have enough time to take it, so, you know, shout out to that major, I guess.
All seven of you.
To all seven of you. Is that legitimately how many people there are?
Probably. I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but
They have to publish figures on that, I imagine.
I mean, yeah, we could.
Do they really have to?
I mean, probably not have to.
I really.
Oh, yes, people are coming in.
Hi.
Hello. Let's see, we should probably. Okay. We will probably. Let's do like a placeholder song because we have the next DJ coming in. Thank you for stopping us before. We will just go on forever and ever. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thank you to my guests for coming on, including Surprise DJ Tuesday. Have an awesome night. And shout out to Patrick, who actually came with me. Yes.
I did.
You
That's
did?
That's the thing I did.
All right. Senior Wisdom's out. Have a wonderful night.